With your Land and Livestock Report, I'm Susan Allen. Wildfire season is upon us once again, and for Colorado and Midwest ranchers, it was just a year ago that 2 million acres of productive ranchland was scorched. Matt Perrier of Dale Banks Angus helped burned out ranchers. He spoke recently of his experience at the Beef Roundtable.
Yeah, it was almost indescribable. I tried to prepare myself on the four-hour drive out early that morning for what I was about to see. And I think I prepared for the cattle loss. I did prepare myself for the loss of grass and fences and homes and buildings. But what I didn't prepare myself or wasn't able to prepare myself for was the raw emotion that was on those folks' faces. Drought, wind, you name it, there have been challenges. But these are some that I hold up as some of the toughest individuals I know of, and yet they were breaking down right and left.
But American ranchers are resilient and tough. A year later, grass is coming up, some fences have been rebuilt, and cows have calved. But these ranchers aren't out of the woods. The effects of the fire continue to plague cattle, some with scarred udders, others, hoof walls are falling off. On part two tomorrow, how cattle have fared in the aftermath of the fire. With your Land and Livestock Report, I'm Susan Allen.